Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Yeah, Cody was giving a breakdown of our January. Well, actually, yeah, the whole January. Realistically, yeah. talk about a certain character that we're going to talk about next month.
little tease, if you will.
Tease when it comes to that man in that tuxedo with that bow tie. I guess we never really talk about that motherfucker as much. I like, but you know,
nah.
That last film we don't like though. That we talked enough about him in that one. But you got to see the growth of him throughout three of those movies.
Exactly.
He just like, get rid of this dude, please. Just kill him off or something. I don't care. Give him that Batman and Robin Alfred disease or something. Oops, I just said his name. That mysterious disease that fucking Mr. Freeze is carrying the cure around in his fucking suit.
it's like the element that they pull out of their ass in Iron Man 2. It's the same thing.
Oh, the element.
Yeah, oh! It's the same shit.
No, but Robert Downey Jr. had a better facial reaction when he was getting hit with. Oh! He put in his chest or whatever.
Yeah.
He thought he was doing drugs again, Cody. He was like, oh.
Back on that shit.
Yeah. Disney came, that mouse came in and said, oh boy, get the fuck away. No drugs for you, Downey. Oh, but it is a. Damn, it's missing match week already. Shit.
Already, sir. Already.
Damn, I guess this is the last episode of reviewing some drinks on here before we
That's
get into
right.
our top 10 list next week.
This is it, man. This is pretty much like, I mean, we still got two more weeks to go, obviously, of Armagnac / Cognac, but this is like almost pretty much it.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
This is done. This is done deal, basically. Yeah. Next week, we got our best and worst of. And then the week after, we're going to do our top five. Most wanted list of 2025, our most wanted. Yeah, keep an eye out on those most wanted lists or whatever. Mm-hmm. I stopped over at High Proof on my way back in or whatever, and got some El Tesoro. While I got the Blanco, Venice. Reposado, and the Añejo because the Blanco is like $30, Reposado was $40, and the Añejo was $59. So it's like you can't beat them prices. So
no, you cannot. Know.
El Tesoro, one of the cheapest in the games right there, baby.
Quality stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. That's a damn stuff. Good Blanco. That's a mm-hmm. When they coming out with their high-proof Blanco? It's the only popular brand I see with a high-proof Blanco yet, huh?
I'm sure it's come sooner or later.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be too much longer. I would imagine not.
I I would hope not neither or whatever, because that's another one of those, as Cody would say, them underrated gems there.
I like to equate the whole high proof Blanco to the double IPA when that was introduced in the craft beer realm.
Okay.
That's kind of what I equate it to.
The cash strength of whiskey.
Exactly. Yes.
What are the trash of vodka.
The heap of vodka.
Yes. the Forky from Toy Story.
Yes. Just
trash. Yes. And I don't even waste no time, baby. We, like Cody just said, this is that Brandy Cognac Armagnac month or whatever. And Cody, what are we sipping on today here in this Christmas
Day? I am excited about this one today, sir. This is right here. This is a single barrel. Single barrel Armagnac hailing from the year 1988 of our Lord and Savior Galactus.
I thought you were going to say JB because I was born that year. So.
I was thinking about that too. I was like, yep.
I was like, wait, what?
Yes, sir.
Cody called me God, baby.
So, yeah, man, I'm very excited to try this. This is a small batch. This is the Domaine Guille, I believe is how you say it. This is their single state Armagnac.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce here. That.
Yeah. Lovely box right here. Nice cardboard. I like the construction. I like the art on it. Let's get into opening the bad boy up.
That's funny as you say that, because K&L just hit me up with this one I had on my waiting list. Mm-hmm. The 50th anniversary of DeRozzi Armagnac. I've been wanting to get
Shit. Okay. I love that bottle. Yeah.
And only it's 160. I wanted to get that for the show, but they kept going out of stock. And now it finally fucking comes in stock or whatever. Ain't that a bitch or whatever? Because is, like you said, that is a beautiful looking bottle right there.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That is absolutely gorgeous.
That is beautiful. 160.
All right, I rock with that.
For a 50th anniversary, that's not bad, right?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I'll pay that. I like that box you had, though. Show that box one more.
I dig the box, man.
It kind of got that craft beerish look to it or whatever, you know?
Yeah, simplistic, but it's sturdy. You feel it's not cheap.
I don't think you could ever go wrong with a box, right? You just can't fuck that up, you know? I mean...
Yeah, it adds to the presentation, you know?
Yeah, to me, all bottles should be in a fucking box.
And I like on this bottle, too, there's a real emphasis on handcrafted with this.
Mm.
You can't really see right there. It says right there, handcrafted. Even on the label, and this is one of my favorite things about labels, handwritten. They have, I don't know what exactly it says right here.
Yeah.
It's all written in a language I can't speak, obviously.
Look at that color, though. Look at that color.
Gorgeous color, though, right?
That color is just, damn.
Yeah, the camera's not really doing it justice, too, because the highlights in this thing are gorgeous. There's like a real strong copper tone going on. Almost gold highlights, actually. Can't really tell on the camera.
You know, funny, on camera, this is not an insult since it's Armagnac, Brandy, and Cognac, right? Mm-hmm. It looked like grape juice when you pour it in the glass, and you see that.
Oh, okay. I kind of see that. I can totally see that. That's what
man, dude. Everybody know grape juice got that fucking dark-ass purple plum-looking color or whatever. Like, ooh, that looks...
All right. Yeah, so this
like
is...
port wine. That looks beautiful.
Yeah, so this is a single barrel. This is a cash strength right here.
Ooh.
Non-chill filtered.
That is strong.
To be fair, it's not as strong as like most, as you would think most cash strengths are. I guess since this is an Armagnac... it comes at 45.6%, which is not the craziest I've heard, particularly for cash strength. But yeah, here we go right here, man. I'm very excited about this.
I can make a comparison from the Armagnacs I've had compared to Cognac. Armagnacs seem to be a little bit more stronger. Got a little bit more oomph to them over Cognac.
From what I've gathered, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Those rare Armagnacs we had, they had a little oomph to them. They were like, ooh. I don't think I've gotten that yet from a cognac that I've tried so far. They seem to be more on the lighter, more sipper side of things or whatever, where the Armagnac's got that fire to it. I wish I'd have brought a fucking brandy today to make a comparison now, whatever, because I don't really drink too many brandies.
Got that synthetic cork action going on
You've got to have the synthetic cork. It's a must. It's a mainstay.
Man, I'm just getting a little tiny whiff of this from the bottle real fast. Mm-hmm. It smells luxurious as fuck. Mm. Already.
Luxurious. Right from the bottle. Like Rick yeah. James luxurious, huh?
Yes. Yes, sir. Let me get this poured.
Like five fingers to the face type.
I'm telling you, dude, the camera does not do that color justice. This is a gorgeous pour right here.
I see that looks gold. Like
gold.
Yeah, almost. I see that gold, though, you're talking about.
This almost legit looks like liquid fucking gold. That's gorgeous.
How much you pay for that, by the way?
This was apparently, and they're not lying either, I researched this. It goes for averages around 200. I've seen it for as low as 150 in other areas. Mm. But average between 150, 200. K&L had this for $100.
What?
$100.
Probably would have bought two then. Shit, that's okay. Shit, damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, I should have grabbed two of those, Cody. If
yeah,
well,
yeah, maybe.
Show well, first hug. Who knows? Sip it first, and then we'll see. If
yeah, we'll see. That's true. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Before we get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, what am I talking about here? Hold on. Because if it tastes like average to dog shit, then it's like, one's enough.
Mm. Ooh, man, I got to tell you, man, there is a strong aroma of just like almost like a fruit, kind of like a not like a puree. Not quite fruit juice, but it feels real kind of like pulpy, real deep. It has a lot of depth to this.
I actually think, Cody, you should probably, you might want to raise your review up to about a point and a half, just or a half a point, just due to the fact that you got it for $50 cheaper than what it's going for.
That's true. That is true. That's a good point.
I mean, that's kind of it's kind of part of the review there, sir.
Yeah. Man, this is one of the more like stone fruit, kind of macerated fruit forward Armagnacs or even pours, period, I've had. This is really fruit forward, man. This is awful. This is really rich.
Yeah, it's rich, huh?
It's weird saying this about an Armagnac, but this is a juicy smelling Armagnac. Sounds crazy, but this is exactly what it is. You get some slight toasty notes, maybe like kind of like a gingerbread cinnamon kind of thing going on in the background.
Oh, that works.
Kind of give it that winter edge, you know?
Due to the holiday, that works.
Maybe a slight vanilla tinge as well. A touch of oak. Very well-rounded nose, man, but with a heavy slatter. So I guess it's not really well-rounded per se, but there's a heavy smattering of just good just fruit. It's good fruit. No, fruit. Good just stone fruit. Good pulp.
Yeah. I thought you was cracking puns like Mr. Freeze or something. So I was like, oh, shit.
I could retroactively do that.
Whole review just filled of it. Ice to meet you.
Mm. Let's kick some ice.
I'll be the harbinger of you two. Tonight, ice freezes over. Like, oh shit.
Man, this smells delicious. I'm going for the taste here, sir. Okay. Man, that wow.
Different from what you were sniffing.
That it is and it is. It is and it isn't at the same time. And I'll explain that in just a second. Let me go in for another taste right now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Man, that's
feels like it's complex to you then.
It's very complex, yeah.
Some strong complexities in your
eye. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah, this is one of those you gotta sit with.
Yeah, you gotta let it air out just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah. It's gonna be a few moments here, folks. I'm trying to gather my thoughts here. Yeah.
You thought it tastes like shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, awful. Terrible. Yeah.
It's a cool day.
Man. Okay. So, right off the bat, I will tell you this. It does match the nose beat for beat, and it goes even a step further.
Okay.
Yes, there's that strong fruit character I was alluding to. When you're tasting it, You also get notes of like a toffee, a caramel, slight chocolate, like underneath my tongue. Man, this is wow. Yeah, man.
They're more chocolate toffee notes than it is.
Yeah, on the side, and then it's you still in the middle of the palate. That's where that fruit kind of just hangs, and you get kind of the on the edges, at the top of the palate, edges of the tongue, you get kind of like the alcohol tinge.
Yeah,
it's a real, really not only is it inviting, it's a really exciting experience drinking this pour.
It's crafty.
Yes. Which is funny enough. That's why they're telling that handcrafted. It's on the label. It's on the fucking bottle. I gotta tell you, man, they're not lying. You taste that. Nothing about this tastes artificial. Nothing about this tastes like a product that was rushed out to appease the masses. And as I speak right now, the heat is creeping up. I'm getting that Kentucky hug in the middle of my chest and my throat now. So it's like that residual heat. It's
on the level of Casamigos, up on you. Man, huh? It's on the level of Casamigos.
Oh, yeah. Casamigos.
Artificialness, huh?
Yeah.
All that artificial meat that's in there, huh? Yeah. Which, by the way, Cody, I'd like to give you a shocking surprise.
Goddamn, bro.
Artificial drinks this year have dropped by 6% in purchases.
Interesting.
Which is a huge number, by the way.
That's actually a considerable amount of people.
You'd be shocked, people. I know that sounds low, but like 6% of your market,
that
is a really high amount, whatever. They lost some money in there.
Yeah.
So I've heard this. I don't want to say who told me this, but I'll say he's in the industry. And he's told me, in the tequila industry, we're talking about people. And he told me that Mexico and the distillers out there are kind of pushing back on that. So they're not going to be saying artificial free on these bottles as much because they think it's hurting the artificial bottle, the one with all the bullshit as far as purchases, because that's their bread and butter, I guess, or whatever. So,
hey, maybe more people are getting aware.
I love it.
This is a good thing. Yeah.
I don't think that whatever those distillers are planning, not putting it on the bottle, I don't think that's going to help. I mean, I think we all know.
If anything, I would just hope this just forces the distillers there to up their game, step their shit up.
Stop putting bullshit in it.
Yeah, exactly. People are responding.
The artificial shit costs more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just as simple as that. I mean,
it's not a profitable, you know, decision.
Yeah, like, I mean.
So, I don't know.
We talk about it regularly here. I mean, you're spending for like the Clase Azuls, the Don Julios, you're spending $150 and up. I mean, when you can get some artificial free stuff, like a G4, like, well, let's just say regular Blanco for $34. I mean, I just talked about El Tesoro's whole lineup right there. I mean, the Añejo is $59, Repsol's $40, $30, $6 a Blanco. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that tidbit out there. I thought it'd make you a little happy there, Cody, that the people are becoming aware that.
Yeah. And then also, most of the high end shit in those other categories are not even that pricey at this moment in time. I mean, most of those are going to be like around like $80 for the most part.
Clase Azul just came out with a Dia de los Muertos bottle. That shit is $4,000, dude.
It's hilarious.
I wouldn't pay that for an artificial free, but that's the world of Clase Azul, whatever. Like, those bottles are like expensive as shit. So, I mean, that's what you pay for if you just average drinking. But like, if you just average sipping or whatever like that, nobody's buying those fucking bottles like that. So I'm glad to see that those drop offs have come. I hate that Mexico's distillers are kind of pushing back on that or whatever. That kind of, if that's their bread and butter, I guess, whatever. But that just tells me what Cody just said: make better fucking products then out of your bullshit drinks.
Simple as that. People will respond.
Yeah. Thought I'd bring that up since you brought up the word artificial.
Yeah, no, it's a good aside. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So I thought it would cheer you up in a way. Like,
I don't need any more cheering after this, my friend. This trick right here, dude. Actually, you could probably tell from my review thus far. This is a very complex pour. It just keeps taking me on a journey because right now the heat keeps creeping up. I'm getting even some like white pepper notes going on right now. Again, that classic grape note from the Armagnac in there.
Yeah.
And man, it just gives you like, it just feels like a complete pour. Like you are getting exactly what you paid for. And in my case, I would say and then some. I got this shit for $100, bro.
You paid less, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. $100, bro. And this is like a $150, $200 bottle.
Yeah.
Basically on the market.
You got it on sale.
Yeah.
The Black Friday discount.
Basically.
I don't know. That to me, that kind of raises it up by half a point.
And then that combined with the fact it's also, so very fitting with the season two. I could see myself sipping this over a nice fine evening by a fireplace. And more importantly, this would kill with a fucking cigar. I'm going to do that later on, actually. That's going to fucking happen.
I bet that beats eggnog by the fireplace, right?
Yes. For me, yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I would say so, too. I bet. Mm-hmm. I'm just willing to bet it just tastes better than eggnog does.
Man.
By the fireplace right there. You got your little Hugh Hefner robe on too.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, I got my smoke. Yeah, I got my cigar jacket. Yeah,
you got your slippers on or whatever. The dog brings you your slippers too. The dog brings the dog brings me the slippers and shit. You're like, ah, and then the other dog brings you the PlayStation 5 controller, and mm-hmm. you just like do this.
Yep.
The presence is no longer needed. You hear a door closes behind you and just goes. All you hear is dog PlayStation. Oh wait, that's the old consoles. I don't know what the new ones make. I forget or whatever. Some noise effect or whatever. Whatever. and you sit there, got your surround sound on, whatever, and you're just thinking about the world could just end right now, and I'd be fine with it.
Be okay. Ah, I got my Armagnac chilling.
Yeah, speaking of cigars, people, you need to get that Weller humidor.
JB put me on that one, bro. Yeah, that's happening.
My other buddy hit me up. He said, because he got the ashtray, and he was like, fuck, man, I didn't want to buy that, but now I got to get that.
that's not about right.
I told him, I said, look at this way. You get three cigars of their limited releases, right? Those cigars sell for like $50 each on the secondary market.
You ain't get a whole ass humidor, bro.
Two glasses or whatever. Yeah. I think $150 might be a steal then for that. Like, cause you would spend the $150 on the three cigars alone if they were $50 each, like $49 each. So, and plus you're getting the 2022 one, which I didn't even know they had that one. I don't even know what that's. I guess it's just Weller Cohiba because it's a gold. Packaging, so I don't know what it is, but I was like, yeah, you're getting those three cigars to go with it, the 12, the foolproof, and the 2022 one. That's $50 each right there. That's $150. And you get this nice ass humidor where you could fit up to, I think the description said 100 and something cigars or whatever. So, and then you get the two Weller Cohiba glass with it. Man, come on now, stop it. Come in that nice little box too. $150. To me, I thought about the price. I was like, that's a sale right there. And as a cigar guy, I'm my humidor, I had like a little travel size one, so it's nice to have one in house now. Whatever, I can just throw all my
stuff
in too. So
absolutely.
So yeah, I think if you are into the cigars or whatever stuff, $150 for it, especially since the price I saw for humidors go up to like almost fucking $1,000 and shit. So. $150, dude. Yeah, come on, man. And then it has that little glass window with the nice W on it, that little logo on it. Open that bad boy up. Ooh. Get you one for Christmas, sir. That's all I can say.
What's happening? Man, I cannot stop thinking about this board, dude. You just talked about the Weller cigar bundle right there, and whole time I was listening to you. I was just like, God damn, it's some good shit I'm drinking right now.
What are you eating that with, sir? Are you getting some prime rib with that or what?
Prime rib, yeah, that's a good option.
Mm-hmm. Some mashed potatoes, garlic mashed potatoes.
Yeah. You know, some grilled asparagus on the side.
Yeah, got to have a grilled asparagus, guy. I was telling somebody
grilled asparagus, night, sir.
You got to have the asparagus,
gotta have
whatever. If you haven't. The finest of finest red meat or whatever, and you don't have no asparagus on the side? All right, what are we doing here? You used a steak knife to cut that asparagus because it's so grilled and crunchy. You're like, ooh, wee. So, yeah, no, you got to have it. Someone said, what about some broccoli? If you want to be a bitch, then sure. if you want to be a bitch about it, then yeah, all right. Then.
Now, if you're going to do broccoli, do like some nice charred broccolini.
There you go.
I could rock with that.
Yeah.
That'll work. Not whole ass trees and shit.
Yeah. I don't want Groot's hands in my fucking.
Nah, exactly.
I want the asparagus or broccolini. You know, yeah. You can't fuck a broccolini. Yeah. You fucking a broccolini up, and we got some issues then.
Yeah. Oh, for real.
Honestly, if you fuck vegetables up in general, you
yeah
probably shouldn't be near.
Fuck stove. Out the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. Please. Yeah. Try my corn. Your corn tastes like shit. How'd you fuck this up? It came in a can. I think that's an old Martin Lawrence joke. Whatever. try my macaroni. Well, how my macaroni and cheese tastes like my taste fucked up. That's what it tastes like. so you got a prime rib, some garlic mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I think you're down with the prime rib, man. Yeah,
it just sounds like prime rib to me.
Because it'll go well with any type of red meat, I would believe. Mm-hmm. Particularly, like a good steak, obviously, something that round, but prime rib particularly.
You and your girl be cooking steaks at home or whatever and stuff?
I do occasionally.
Okay, let me hip you up on something. So I get my meat from this website. A lot of the dudes that's in the meat, whatever, they get it from here. They got a nice little sale going on though, man. Snake River Farms, my friend. I spent
Snake River Farms, okay.
Last week, I guess, by the time you hear this, spent about $200 on meat, dude. I got 5 ribeyes. Wagyu ribeyes, by the way, for $23 each.
Okay.
I got 3 filet mignon steaks, Wagyu filet mignon, by the way, for $15 each. I got some Wagyu hamburgers, a 2-pack. I bought 6 of those. Those were $10 each. And then I bought some Wagyu hot dogs, too, because I never had a fucking Wagyu hot dog. And I was just like, what the hell does that taste
Wagyu
like?
Wagyu hot dog? I haven't really made those.
And it was on sale for $11, dude. So I was just like, okay, I want to try this now. So it comes in a 5-pack, too. So I was like, Wagyu hot dog. So if you into the meat people, and if you sign up on their website, you get the $25 off, too, as well. The ribeye steaks there was a filet mignon, the Wagyu filet mignon for about $15 right there.
Okay.
And it's a 6-ounce.
Okay.
Then obviously you get the Wagyu hamburger patties, whatever. And they ship it. I got it. I ordered it on a Wednesday. I got it on a Wednesday night. I got it on a Friday. So you get it right away.
Damn.
Okay. Nice big ass box and shit like that. Comes in ice shell, whatever it is. So that's where I get all my meat from, people. And you could tell too, it's that Texas bread kind of meat too. Cause you see all that white on it or whatever and the dark red. You're like, oh.
That good marbling.
Yeah, that good marble, man. That good marble. So if you are a looking for your New Year's dinner and
all right. Hey, thank you, man. I'm trying them out.
Yeah, check them out. Sign up, get your $25 off, whatever. And check out that sales page. Sales page, man. Get you a ribeye steak for Wagyu ribeye steak for $23.
Yeah, we'll say no to that.
It's a big boy too. That's a big boy.
That look like a big boy.
Yeah, $23. Yeah, 2 of you can eat off that motherfucker. So.
Yeah, that's a beautiful piece of meat, too.
That's a beautiful piece of meat. They got Wagyu ground beef, too, 1-pounders for about $10 on there, too, for sale. So, yeah, I don't know when the sale ends, but I've been seeing it for 2 weeks now. Get you some meat to go with that Armenia.
Time stock up.
Yeah, fill that freezer. Get the Wagyu hot dogs.
Yeah, I'll try it. I'm definitely curious.
Yeah, I'm going to review it when I eat that motherfucker on the show. You should.
That'd be fun.
I didn't even know they made these motherfuckers. Like, I was like, what that tastes like?
Wagyu hot dog? That sounds crazy, but it kind of makes sense, too, when I actually think about it.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, Wagyu hot dog,
I'm not a hot dog guy like that or whatever. I mean, I'll eat them when I go to, like, baseball.
Yeah, I'm not a huge hot dog person either, but I do like them.
But Wagyu hot dog, man, that sounds fire to me.
That sounds crazy. sign me up.
I got to find some good bread for that, though. Can't be using that.
Give me some bullshit. Yeah.
I gotta get some bakery bread for that because I ain't gonna get no ballpark bread.
Nah, hell no.
Fuck fuck it all up and shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
So Snake River Farms, people, check them out. Get your meat from them.
Sound like a plan, sir.
Yeah. So you've been sipping on that now for about like 25 minutes, maybe that.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Sounds about right, whatever. Has anything changed on your palate so far when it comes to it?
I just keep adding notes, man. Now I'm getting some leather going on too. It just, the notes just keep building and building. It's just such a well-rounded pour, man. And like I said, I could realistically sip this all day. Not a great idea, but man, this is definitely something I could sip throughout the course of an evening and just chill. And then this is one of those pours too that does constantly evolve throughout the duration, because I'm just, like I said, I'm picking up different notes now. It's 25 minutes since I cracked the bottle open.
So that's one of the new stuff. That's one of the beauties of a single barrel, people.
Yeah.
You can get, if it's single barrels, usually 50-50. You can get a really shitty one or a really great one.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's a single barrel then. That must be a yearly release then.
I'm not sure. I don't know. There's nothing indicating that. Maybe you might be right. I have no idea. There's no information about that.
No. Yeah, I'm not sure how the single barrel for cognac stuff work, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they make them yearly different.
Honestly, I was researching this pour in general. There's not a whole lot of information about this.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, to me, it looked like all the information is on that box. It's like, you're going to read this shit. I've never seen the bottle before. So, and K&L is probably the best place to get your Armagnacs, to be honest, whatever, because mm-hmm. they just get like, every year I've seen like different shit in there when it comes to their Armagnac shelf. So that's the hub to go here in California, or at least on the SoCal side of places, because we're not really a Armagnac state kind of, you know. So if you do want to get some good ones, though, highly recommend K&L though to get it, because I would say over the years, man, that we've been doing this now, I've gotten all my bottles from them on that, because they just always have like, I've been in Total Wine and seen theirs, and theirs just looks so whatever, kind of like, but when you go to K&L and look at their Armagnac section, it sticks out. It kind of like just like, why me? Look at me. Look at this right here. Like,
that's true.
So yeah, they just get the bottles that like, you know, have a little bit of rarity to it, you know, some uniqueness to it. Whereas in Total Wine, I think they just get whatever generic shit that just says Armagnac on it.
Seemingly.
Yeah. They might get like one bottle. You'd be like, oh, that look interesting. I'll get that. And the rest, you'd just be like, the fuck is that? I don't want that. Yeah. I don't want that at all. Whereas in K&L, it's probably like literally one shelf, but you'll be staring at it for a minute going like, man, so many bottles sticking out right now to me. All right, let's go with this. So, yeah, I commend K&L on that. If I ever want to give them shit, the one thing I'll compliment them on is definitely their choices in their Armagnac selection.
Yes, sir. 100%.
I would say they pick good single barrels there, too.
I haven't had a bad single barrel from K&L.
Yeah,
from my knowledge, I don't think I've had a bad single barrel.
No.
Yeah. I think I've had one.
And you reviewed a tequila one, if I'm not mistaken, from them with El Tesoro. Was that from K&L?
Yes. Was it El Tesoro? Was it El Tesoro?
It was El Tesoro.
It was
something
from, it was El Tesoro. Okay.
It was El Tesoro, yeah. So, and we've had single barrel reviews here from K&L. Yeah, they know what they're picking there. Those guys are true alcoholics.
They do. They have a refined palate.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
I would trust the K&L workers if they wanted to recommend something to me there. I'd be like, yes.
They are the anti-BevMo in every sense of the word, or the phrase, rather.
Oh, by the way, fuck BevMo. I just want to get that out.
Yeah, fuck BevMo.
So yeah. You've given that you can keep this motherfucker.
Definitely keep this motherfucker. Never buy this again. Never drink it again. Don't want to see it. Don't want to touch it. Don't want to hear about it. Ugh. Disgusting. Yeah. That's what I say to this beer.
What's the size of that bottle, too? It looks smaller.
It is. No, it's a 750.
Oh, wow.
It's just the way it's shaped.
Yeah, okay. It looks smaller.
It's shaped like, it's like a stag bottle.
Yeah, okay. It looks like the size of a stag bottle. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it would be because I'm holding a blue run bottle, and I guess that don't look that big, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, same thing. It's that they got that roundness. They got the curves and all that shit.
I love curves and roundness. I love that shit.
That you do, sir.
Oh my God! Like that. Whoa, Lord have mercy. I'm that kid in that fucking gift. My credit card.
That's this guy.
Oh my Lord. It's 2024, ladies. You got no reason why you ain't shouldn't have them curves. I mean, Jay, Lord have mercy, Jesus, Lord, oh, you own the world with all that. Oh, have it. I sign it away in a heartbeat. The war on what is over. Like, luckily I'm not in charge, Cody, because she comes in them curves. I America's yours.
Global ass JB.
Weakest president ever be me. I Putin to come in with that curvy, I'd be like, I'd be like, you won't break me, Putin. He'd be like, oh yeah, I know your weakness. He comes in, I'd be like, you son of a bitch. Well played, Putin. Well played. Some things will never change, Kurt.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
Women are beautiful. They are very beautiful. So yeah. Oh man, unlike men, these are some ugly motherfuckers. I gotta say, like he ain't just ugly. Like you can tell if there is a God, he took his time with a woman. That motherfucker was out in there crafting. He was like, I think Jesus took him aside and said, let him cook. Let him cook. And you know, he was in there like Kawhi Leonard just
and the burning hands going.
Yeah. God was in there. And then they were like, I forgot his fucking disciples' name. Let's just say Joan of Arc or some shit.
There you go. Yeah.
The star.
Goliath. Yeah.
Yeah. The star of David. Cody. I don't know. Yeah. That motherfucker. I know him. Yeah. He was like, hey, yeah, you got to make a opposite though. You got to make a man. He was just like, well, I do what? He took some clay, rubbed that shit together, threw that shit against the wall, and said, there you go. Name him David or something like that now. Adam, I guess, or whatever. He's like, I'm working on something here. Crafting it. Yeah. Shit. So, you know, I respect God because he knows that I like my liquor crafted, and he liked his human crafted. So he crafted that well. Yeah. Unless he made a Martian now with some curves. I will sell the earth.
Intergalactic now. Wow.
I will sell the earth, Cody. You don't do anything.
Give me no, sell the earth.
Don't give me no power now, Cody. Don't give me no power. Can you imagine if I ever run for office now, whatever, they play this shit back, whatever. Is it true that you said you would sell the for some woman?
Well.
Your Honor, I don't think that was me. I don't think that. We don't have video proof of that. That could be AI at that time. AI was getting very popular or whatever. It sounds like me. I doubt it was me. I don't know. Moving on. Pleading the fifth. So you're giving that a fuck it, right, Cody? Or a
keep this it is mighty old fuck it. Disgusting. No, sir. This is a... like you were saying earlier, just based off the fact I got this for $50 to $100 off the, I guess, MSRP. I don't know what MSRP for this is. Like I said, there's barely any information on this pour.
Yeah.
But I got it basically for $50 to $100 off. I got this for $100 and some change, whatever. If for this quality, this age statement, the experience you're going on while drinking this pour, and I'm still getting stuff, new notes popping up as I still sip this. Like I'm even getting like I was saying like stone fruit, red fruit earlier, but I'm getting like an even more prominent, almost dark cherry note on this now. So fucking delicious, man. It's a constantly evolving pour. There's no weak spots in this. I'm trying to actively find something like oh maybe here like no there's nothing there there's no holes, it's all everything's just all just solid all the way fucking through, rock fucking solid. Yeah, man. Rock hard, rock solid, whatever the fuck you want to call it. This is a It's a world-class sport, man. What can I say? I'm glad I'm ending, quote-unquote, ending the year off of this sport, because this is one of the best sports I've had this year. Oh. Definitely the best Armia Cognac I've had this year. This is a great pour, one I can't wait to revisit over the coming months, especially next holiday. Definitely give me another bottle after trying this today. This is some delicious stuff, man. Once again, this is the Domaine La Guille Bass Armagnac 1988 single barrel cask strength. This is getting a bona fide last drop for me, sir. That is a quality pour. I'm going to be a happy, very, very happy individual today, because I'm going to be sipping on this probably for the rest of the day. So to break the bottle in. So
To break the bottle in. Yes.
Yes, sir.
all right. Well, then move into mine then. Better than the Rare Armagnac collection?
It's been a while since I've had that. Right now, I'm going to say it's on par.
Okay.
Yeah. I would love to try side by side. I would love to do that.
I would say better than the 91 probably over the Rare Armagnac, because 91 was like the youngest I had. So I bet it's better than that then.
Who knows? Maybe.
But those 80s though, those early 80 ones, those little. Mm. I don't think they have an 88 one.
Yeah, that first art Rare Armagnac, that show was, yeah. So it's close.
Hey, that's definitely crazy close. Good, yeah. All right. Moving on now, into mine. Which is funny, I was talking about your bottle size, but I think literally your bottle size might be the same as mine. So, it might be the same one. I love that the cork looks
heavy. Man, I was going to say, it looks like crystal right there.
Yeah, it does.
I was going to say,
It's very light, though. Like, I don't know how they... Okay, like, it's really light. Like, I thought it was heavy as shit.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Because I was, like, all worried about opening. I was like, uh-oh. But then I was like, oh, it's light as hell. Synthetic cork. I mean... I don't think Armagnac uses real cork. I don't think they use real cork. I think they've all been synthetic that we've reviewed on this show.
Yeah, so. Wow, that's a great point. Yeah, think about it. Yeah.
So they don't, and I love the caps that they use too. I love these little.
Yeah, easy to take out.
Yeah, they're beautiful too as well.
Yeah.
What I'm doing, I kind of hinted at it. I can't remember if I did it on the show or off the show recording. When I was talking to Cody, I hinted that mine is somewhat of a celebrity's pour too as well.
Right.
But then I remember telling Cody, I don't think he didn't create it, though. He kind of invested in it. One of, like, the co-owners, if you will, or whatever. So, like, he kind of bought into it more so than creating it. And funny enough, he doesn't own it or co-own it anymore. He sold his shares of it. So, and I believe it's under the Bacardi family, if I'm not mistaken. Like Sazerac and all that shit, they all make different spirits here and there. So it was like Bacardi just like the main line up here. But that is an Douce, Cody, cognac. And this one is signed The Last Drop, engraved in it.
Gorgeous bottle right there, my friend.
You know what? Beautiful looking bottle. I gotta tell you, this is very beautiful looking bottle.
Gorgeous. I forgot how nice that bottle was.
It's cheap as fuck, too. I went to a Douce event. Not really a Douce event. More of a cognac sipping event, if you will, or whatever. And I got this nice bag to go with it with a bunch of merch stuff in here that's been sitting in this box for, like, ever now. These some cool-ass leather coasters. I love these coasters. They gave me so many of the motherfuckers, by the way, too. She was like, yeah, take them, whatever. I think she gave me, like, 7 of these motherfuckers. These cool little leather coasters to go with it. Love those. And this was back, I can't remember, maybe before summer kicked in or whatever. And then he gave me one of these, actually, I don't know what this is. Oh, sort of like a phone charger type thing or whatever. It's a Douce thing. So, yeah. And the rapper I was talking about was Jay-Z. I thought it was his bottle, but, he's just a investor of it. I think there was a whole lawsuit behind it, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, I think I have the article pulled up. Let me pull that up. Jay-Z and Bacardi acquired Douce in 2012. Okay, see, they didn't create it. They acquired it and built it into a best-selling cognac brand. However, Jay-Z sought to exit the company in 2021 after a legal dispute with Bacardi. Jay-Z claimed that Bacardi was lowballing him on an offer to purchase his 50% stake in the company He also sought information. I love how that's an argument just because someone lowballed you. I've had motherfuckers lowball me before or whatever, but I don't. That's just business. Everybody lowballs. You try to get like the most you can for little of the bucks you spend or whatever and shit. And then when you say, hell no, I don't want that, that's usually when it goes up. So, but I guess when you're a celebrity, everything gets turned into drama. He also sought information about the Doucet's sale records and sales and records to determine the company's proper valuation. They told him, you can fuck off, it's what you can do. So Bacardi bought out a majority of Jay-Z's stake in Doucet for $750 million. The settlement resolved the multi-billion dollar lawsuit and allowed Jay-Z to remain part of Doucet's joint venture. I don't know if Jay-Z was just tired and just said, I don't really give a fuck anymore, but $750 seems kind of low for a company that claims it was doing multi-billion dollar stuff. And especially what we've seen with like Casamigos, because I think George Clooney sold that for... I might be exaggerating. I could have sworn it was like $2 billion or some shit like that. It was a huge amount of money. So much, we don't see that motherfucker on camera no more.
That motherfucker. I don't remember the number.
It was honestly a large.
I don't remember. Let me look it up right now.
Actually, yeah, please. Because, and I know Conor McGregor sold that shitty-ass Proper 12. I remember we talked about that on the show. He was like, that's a large fucking amount of money right there. And which was crazy because that wasn't even in production that long either. I think he had it for maybe 3 years or whatever before he sold it off that for that much money.
It was $1 billion.
Billion or million?
Billion.
Billion.
Mm-hmm.
Billion of them things.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yep, $1 billion.
Damn. That's why I was thinking in my head, I was like, $750 seems kind of low because this apparently was supposed to be rivaling Hennessy's main. Okay, and apparently it was going neck to neck with Hennessy sales. And we know, Cody, in America, or at least California too, Hennessy sales are pretty high for the generic
shit. Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
If this was on level with that, I don't know if Jay-Z was just like, because I hate Jay-Z's fucking music. I don't give a fuck about it. I think he was a pop rapper and he sucked at it too. But as far as his business and everything else like that, I got no problem with the dude. But I don't know if he was just tired and just said, fuck it, I don't feel like dealing with this suit anymore or whatever. I'll just settle for the $750. I feel like he probably could have got $1 billion out of it. But
you do remember, he's not a business man. He's a business man. So he's good.
I thought you was going to hit me with some real knowledge.
I was hitting some real shit.
I sat up here and waited. I thought he was about to really genuinely hit me with some real shit. I was like, oh shit, oh, Cody got that knob, hit me with it.
But that is the real shit. The realest, sir.
I hate you so much. It's almost like you just straight up said, I got it from here, Jay, damn. I do this in my sleep. I sip loads of coke. God damn, that dude's rapping with dog shit, dude. I mean, like, just fucking awful. You remember when that motherfucker was crying on Hot 97 when Nas put out Ether and shit? That motherfucker crying to Angie, talking about, this is really vulgar. I saw this internet.
I gotta watch that. I don't
know. That shit is hilarious. She was sitting up there like, it's okay, Jay. You still the best. You's the best. Like, it was like therapy session. Motherfuckers was calling in. Mm-hmm. They scrapped that shit from the internet, Cody. I found a fucked up video of it.
It's like a mother consoling their child if they lost at a talent show.
It really was bad. Like,
okay, I mean, baby, you still good.
It was. I found a really bad audio version of it. And it was like, I was like, it's just funny that you can't find this video anywhere except for like this UFO sighting style video of it and shit, where it's all like choppy looking and shit or whatever and stuff. And he just sitting there, he's just like, I just thought it was really vulgar, man. You know, why he say such things? It's like a little bitch and shit. Like, it's funny shit. The only reason I throw it because me and Lunatic was talking about it in Art of Lunatic. And because we were looking for the video and I was like, I found something of it, whatever. And it was like him just like crying. Angie having to console him, like you said, like a fucking mother consoling a child who just lost a championship game or some shit. Jay-Z was always a pop rapper to me, but he's, as Cody said, he's not a businessman. He's a business man.
Man.
So let him handle his business, damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, I'm not Jay-Z. Right? I don't make the billions right? he makes. So he said let him handle his business, damn.
Yeah. Damn.
So he was cool with 750.
Let him handle his business.
Hey, okay, damn, okay, calm down, Cody. I let him handle his business. I let him handle his business, you know? I let him handle his business. Damn. God. That one track is just solidified with what he is. Any rapper is what he is. So then I got it engraved with that beautiful last drop. Mm-hmm. It's got that cross of Lorraine on there, you know, the cross that symbolizes the symbol of national independence, rallying in both victory and defeat. That's just a beautiful cross, too. I like that. I like the whole design of the bottle.
It's a gorgeous fucking bottle.
Very simplistic. Top to bottom. Simplistic, but beautiful, you know?
Beautiful.
And it makes it even more better. The last drop logo is on that. So,
mm-hmm.
Their XO bottle, even more beautiful. Oh, I love that Year of the Dragon one. I should have got that one, to be honest. And I think that's for like $89. This one, I think I paid 40 for it. I think it goes usually between 40 and 50, but you can get like a 375 milliliter of the same bottle for like $20. So very affordable, very cheap, easy to find. The XO bottle is like a patent leather black, or not leather, but patent black, shiny, whatever. It's all black, looks the same, whatever. And the cross sticks out with a more silver tone on it. Beautiful looking bottle. I got it here though. Like I got key loads of Coke, you know, Jay-Z crying right now, Cody. He like, they're never gonna let them that track go, man. They just it's so cruel to me, man. Like, just like, man, I was handling my business. Damn, like that Diamond song is just fucking horrible with him on it. So
not good. Not a good song.
Oh no, I should play it in the background for you.
No, that's good.
The color on this, I've been sipping on a little bit. Whenever you got that. Actually, I would say the camera.
Yeah, you look pretty gold too.
Yeah, the camera picks it up pretty nice. Honestly, I mean, what you see, Cody, is what I'm getting to as well. It's got like that bright gold, bright copper looking color, or whatever, you know. It's got like that orange hue in there too.
I can see that a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe like on like the kind of like the outer rims.
The outer rims of it.
Yeah.
On the nose, you get like fig. A fig bar. Honey. You definitely getting honey on there. It is like sweet and polished, if you will. There's like a dried fruit on there, but I can't really pinpoint because it's so subtle and hidden there. I can't really pinpoint what it is, to be honest. I don't know what the fruit components of that is, but I also, you and clearly you're getting those floral essence, those aromas there as well, too. Floral essence or aromas there, they kind of balance everything out, if you will. Typical nose on a cognac. Those dried fruits, though, are bothering me because I can't pinpoint what it is. Very light nose, though. Nothing very potent or sticking out, just like, whoa, blowing my mind or nothing like that. It's got like a little bit of like very faint, subtle spices there, too, as well. Nothing mind-blowing, though, on the nose. Just average lightweight VSOP, if you will. Very. Yeah, let's go ahead and get it in there. Oh, I'm using my tequila glass too, people, because I was washing one of my cognac glass and I fucking left it in the sink. So, and I didn't feel like getting up. So this was the glass I was sitting next to me. So I said, fuck it. I have never had a VSOP. And I've had a few VSOPs now, especially this year. I've never had a VSOP that just blew my mind. I've never had a VSOP where it's just like, holy shit. I don't know what the equivalent of them to be. Maybe small batches and whiskey. Although I feel like small batches can range, but I feel like small batches have kind of died off a little bit. You don't really see too many releases of small batches these days or whatever. I don't want to say died off, but taken a back seat, if you will. They're not as popular right now. And I think I the only comparison I can think of was like maybe a small batch where it's like small batch VSOPs are just kind of like, oh, they're solid. You know, they make for good everyday pours. There's nothing egregious about them, really. But there's not really a lot of complexity to them. They kind of come off as just an average pour. But you got no complaints. If you're just like sipping on it and stuff like that, you're kind of like, eh, it does the job done. It's doing what it needs to do. I just never had a VSOP that just like, it's always like XO and higher, which is crazy. Cause he's like, you know, when we look at like tequilas and you look at Blancos, Reposados and Añejos, you know, for the longest, Blancos were the redheaded stepchild of the family. Whereas like, I could just skip that. I don't want that. I want extra Añejo or Añejo or something like that. And Blancos have like changed the game, especially with the high proof game right now. When does VSOPs do that? So I guess is what I'm going to ask for Cognac. Cause like, I just feel like they don't evolve. They kind of just stay the same. I know Cognacs are not that popular out here, neither in California. So, why invest into something that's like not a thing really. And people buy the shit out of VSOPs more than anything of Cognacs, Cody, if I'm not mistaken. Right. I mean, most people buying Cognacs.
VSOP. Yeah.
So it's a staple. It's easy to find their traction, but for like the more well-rounded folks, like such as me and myself, me and Cody, and our friends, you know, the Yoons in the world, Cody's friends and stuff like that. Even his girlfriend, girlfriend might enjoy him more because she's more of a wine girl. So I could see her loving I wouldn't say loving, but liking a lot of VSOPs because they do have like a little bit of wine characteristics to them, especially with the fruity floral essence of it and stuff. But as many as I had now at this point, I just don't feel like they do anything really. They're kind of just. You know what? They remind me of what someone explained Reposados to me for. Reposados just stay consistent and therefore the more experienced tequila drinker where they're not just doing anything extreme or below. They're just kind of staying in that lane.
Yeah, it's quite shocking to me, especially upon further research and in more experience, especially in your realm. You have much more cognac than I have. But from what I've gathered, the gap between it is only just regular cognac, VSOP, and then like the high end shit, and the high end shit is like night and fucking day,
It's like not even on the same level, right? Like
this is the same fucking distillery. What the fuck is this? Yeah, you know, it's like that level.
It's like that,
and that's the only. It's only this way with cognac. But that I've noticed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird because a year ago I reviewed Hennessy XO. I was praising the shit out of that bottle. I loved it. I was just sipping it like crazy too. I remember when I ended the review, I think I told you I was gonna go play. I was playing Spider-Man. That's when Spider-Man that came out. I was like, dude, I'm about to be sipping on this like candy, man. This is crazy. Whereas the VSOP, although for as I just said, it is an everyday sipper. It has that everyday sipper feel. It doesn't excite me. And I'm not just speaking about this VSOP. I'm just speaking about all of them that I've had. They range in the same realm.
And what is one of the things I just touched on in the pour I just had just now? It was exciting.
Yeah. I don't feel the need, especially when you're a collector of me and Cody's sake. I never just feel the need to do this, become Denzel Washington basically in flight and just – Yanking a bottle when I can just grab the one behind it or the one in front of it. So like pretty presentation and all, but that's just the VSOP notes. Or if I could get on, I'm getting basically what I got on the nose. That fig is there. It's really mellow dried fruit now. It's like a dried fig too as well. It has like remnants of a port wine on there too, on that back end of my palate as well. I feel like I'm getting like hints of that too. But everything here is like really subtle. It kind of dries out a little bit too. That was kind of I guess if you want to say that's a little different than compared to like the other VSOPs, like the Remy Martins or the Hennessy's that I've had and stuff like that. These kind of dries out quicker than those do. I would say the negative I would say about this, it's kind of just soft, not really challenging the palate at all. It's you kind of wishing for something a little bit more bolder, more exciting, and this just doesn't offer it. I could probably say this, that it kind of goes for like a lot of VSOPs. I think I would just personally skip VSOPs, go straight to the XOs. I'm doing that with tequila. I kind of skip reposados usually. Just go straight to Añejo, Blancos and stuff like that. Cause I do find reposados good. I just don't find them like mind-blowingly like, oh yeah, I got to grab
exciting. The money you would spend for reposado or this bottle you're having right now, just put that towards an XO or a high proof Blanco or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. I completely agree. Yeah,
what's the point?
Perfect example. When we did G4 Reposado, I gave that a 3. I think, or whatever. Really good stuff. But didn't even come close to what them high proof Blancos were doing. You know, like it's just like not even. It's not even.
And another thing to take into account as well. We are experienced drinkers. Our palates are pretty advanced for the most part. This is not going to be the case for everybody. So we're just speaking for us in particular. Just want to get that clear. That's just the way it is. We just put that money towards other better shit.
Yeah. Because especially for next year, I feel like I've been doing a lot this year. You see a lot. I do want to get more rare bottles. I want to get some rare shit to review next year to really get into that. Because I know prices are about to be shooting up like fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. So I want to get some of the good shit to get on here. But this just and why waste the time reviewing something like this? You was gonna go buy it anyway and stuff. Mm-hmm. I wanted to try it for myself. I had it there. And, you know, when you're at an event, these are good to have at an event. They do no harm, dude. You're walking around, sipping on something or whatever and stuff like that. Perfect. The honey, though, on this is, like, really potent. And by potent, I just mean it just really sticks out. It makes everything a little bit sweeter. But it kind of takes away the cinnamon spicy notes for me or whatever because it just comes off as just, like, really sweet and honey, like a honeysuckle. The most knocking I can do is just it's not that complex to me and it doesn't really offer. Okay, there you go. When you take a deeper sip, the spices and stuff kind of come back on the finish there. I have a nice little linger too when you sip it that way as well. I was taking a little baby sip. Now you take a full sip, whatever. Yeah, I have a nice little linger, probably medium length there. that palate, man, it dries out really quickly. Doesn't really do much. I don't really have negative things to say about the notes per se. I think it does everything that cognac VSOP is supposed to do. I just think that VSOP branding, if you will, I just think it's just generic and boring. Doesn't offer a lot of complexity to it. It's not that unique. It's not rich at all. It's just a solid everyday pour, if you will. You have that fucking uncle that comes over for the holidays and he gets drunk regardless of what you give him. He's just like, here, you can just take this on. There you go. Go ahead and take that bottle. Yeah, that's yours. What you sipping on, nephew? Don't worry about that. don't worry about that.
He just lies. Say, I just poured that. That's fine. That's all poured. Yeah. Same shit. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the same shit. We drinking the same shit. Yeah. Mm. Why yours look clear? Don't worry about it. You asked too many questions. I'm fucking... Ain't you drunk? Shit.
My ass method. God damn it. Hey,
call your ass an Uber. You keep fucking asking questions. Shit. Or whatever. Okay. I was thinking of a 2 when you were talking, doing your review and you were sipping on it and stuff like that. Solid pour. Great prices. As Cody said, speaking for myself, though, I think people will probably give this maybe like 2.5-ish, maybe range or whatever. I'm going to drop it just because of my little rant, though, on VSOPs. I just think VSOPs need to do something. But I understand if they never do it, this ain't the market for it.
It's not for you.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's not for me. Perfect. It's not for me. I don't think the market for California, we're not a cognac state. Mm-hmm. We just, We'll get any regular generic cognac. We're not buying out like, you know, precious bottles or whatever. So I would love to know the sales of like the higher end cognac bottles. I really would love to know.
I'm very curious about that, actually. Don't you bring that up?
Yeah, I would love to know those. We already know the VSOPs, they sell out like crazy. Like, that's their whole marketing.
That's the bread. That's the bread and butter right there. That's a
necessary. Yeah. Yeah. That's their additive fruit, additive shit is the VSOP.
Yeah.
Of tequilas, basically, whatever, even though these are additive free and stuff like that. So, yeah, for me, I think I'd go 1.5. I got nothing bad to say about it other than it's just not that complex to me. And it's just not offering me a lot or whatever. I think a lot of people would enjoy it, though. So I think they would probably go a little bit higher, 2.5-ish maybe range. I'm kind of more in the 1.5. I was going to go 2, but I dropped it to 1.5 just due to the fact that I just think VSOPs are just not for me. Kind of how I discovered probably Reposados, probably not that much to me. And I'm not going to spend $300 on every fucking Dia de los Muertos G4 Reposado just to find out that, Reposados are for me. You know, like,
right.
I'm not looking for middle of the road, kind of staying in this lane. I'm looking for experimenting, exceptional, and rarity. Like, I love Yayo Tequila because I think they experiment a lot. And they try a lot of new experimentation things, and it works for them. I love that, like, you know, for the higher end stuff, that you're getting good quality stuff. So I'm not looking for in the straight line type liquors and pours and stuff like that. For us, I don't want that as an everyday sipper. I want something amazing as an everyday sipper.
Yeah, like I said, the liver only has so much mileage, so yeah. I'm just not going to fill it with just anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm giving this a 1.5. Presentation, price, and all that, amazing. Juice itself, tastes young. I think it's aged 4 years. It tastes like it's younger than that, to be honest. But, you know, like Cody said, Jay-Z's a business, man.
Mm-hmm. So let him handle his business.
Damn.
Damn. Yes, precisely.
Damn. Damn, that might be the title of this episode.
Yeah, damn. We're not talking about Kendrick Lamar either.
No, we're not talking about Kendrick Lamar. No, just damn. No. Yeah, we're talking about just the damn. First goat, the goat that said that first.
Yeah.
Let him handle his business, damn it. And we're all for you handling your business, sir. Handle it.
I think that was Kendrick Lamar's reaction after he heard that line.
He was working on that album, and they was like...
Yeah, he saw the album cover, he was like...
I think Kendrick they kept his manager kept bothering him saying, "What you want to name the album?" And he just went, "Damn." And then the dudes in the booth was like, "Just go with it." He said, "Damn, go with it." Go with it, whatever. He just heard that line. He was just like, "Hear this shit? Like,
the fuck?
The fuck is he talking about?" He started speaking Compton and Snoop Dogg slang all of a sudden and shit. He was like, "Yeah." Yeah. Jay-Z hears that and go, damn. The hell was I thinking when I wrote that? Remember when that motherfucker said vanilla wafers in the villa?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that fucking Justin Timberlake song he did, mm-hmm. Holy Grail and shit like that. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, pop rapper, every emphasis of it.
He was like the... He's kind of like the genesis of the pop rapper. I mean, he could argue maybe somebody else was, but I think Jay-Z, he's like the most prominent figure.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's the GOAT of fucking pop rapping.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT of that shit. He made his career off that shit. I mean, he stuck with, and he had some shitty fucking songs.
Mm-hmm.
Lord.
Yeah, the only reason he gets a pass, he came in the era with like Tupac and Biggie. He was kind of around that same time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why he's like, he's not really pop. He was street, you know,
and
from New York and all that shit too. But
and we all know how that worked out. When they died, he tried to build off of that shit, legacy and shit like that. Yeah. So yeah, and when he got ethered and he survived it somehow. So yeah, good for him on that.
Good for him.
So people, that is the end of the show. Gonna wrap things up here. Next week, that top 10 list now. And for our best of, maybe top 5 to top 10 worst of too. I you know what? Funny enough, I did not put my worst of list together yet, so I'm going to do that tonight.
That's going to be a hard one, man. We had some terrible shit. This has been a great year. Don't get me wrong, but we had some awful shit this year too.
Yeah, we did. I actually think I have 10 too, to be honest. Because
I'm sure I got 10 as well. I put my list together yet, but I already know I got 10 for sure. Yeah,
that fucking Don Julio Ultimo Reservo, whatever the fuck that bullshit was for $400. You could suck my dick, dude. Like that. That pisses me off just thinking about it. I saw that bottle the other day at fucking Total Wine. I just stared at him and was just like.
Nah, we had some bullshit this year. Don't get us wrong. Yeah, it's been a fantastic year, but it's been some bullshit.
So look forward to that next week, people. Mm-hmm. But the countdown's begun, so we're going to get up out of here. I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
What a shitty thing. Yeah, that's better.
There we go. Get that ting right, goddamn.
Yeah, get that ting right. That tang-a-lang right there, baby, too.